want to welcome you to the radio ministry of Church of the Promise in Iway, Louisiana, with Pastors Dwayne and Cindy Daigle. We're a non-denominational Bible teaching ministry with a passion to help God's people find their place in the kingdom of God. We want you to know that your life counts and that God wants to give you a hope and a future. We trust that you'll be both blessed and challenged by today's message. Here is Pastor Daigle.
Cindy and I would like to say thank you to all of those who have contributed to this ministry, making this broadcast possible.
Title of this message is Don't Leave Home Without It, Part 2. We pray this is a blessing to your life.
He told the disciples to stay in the city until you're clothed with power from on high. I believe that same kind of thinking should also be our thinking, that we should not try to go and do anything that Jesus told us to do unless we've been endued with his power to do it. Because anything that we do in the flesh, if it's not led by the Spirit, when it's all said and done, and we stand before God, and he gathers up all of our stuff that we think is valuable and all of our stuff that we've lived for and all of the things that we have, you know, we thought we were succeeding with or whatever. And he's going to get one of the angels to grab a book of matches, but he's going to get them angels to grab a book of matches and they're going to light it up and they're going to throw that in that pile of stuff that we tried to bring with us. And everything that was not led by the Spirit is going to burn up. It will be no more. Only that which was led by the Spirit of God is going to survive that fire. All right? And for many folks, they're going to probably have to back up a little bit because it's going to be one of them, like them big old bonfires, right? So again, I don't want to be guilty of trying to do something in my own strength. And just because I put the name of God on it or the name of Jesus on it and claim that I'm doing it for him, I don't want to be guilty of doing something in my own strength based on natural things that God told me to do for his kingdom and yet do it without the power of God. And so again, that's what this is really about. And that's why we entitled this message, Never Leave Home Without It, because I want to tell you, God never intended for us to live without the power and presence of the Holy Spirit in our life. And you know what? When you're in a church service, you need the power of the Holy Spirit. But how many of you know you need the power of the Holy Spirit just driving through a Walmart parking lot? And then when you get in the store, you definitely need the power of the Holy Spirit. No matter what we're doing, when you are at work, no matter what kind of work you're doing, you need the power of the Holy Spirit on that job with you. You don't want to leave home without it. You know, sometimes, and Pastor Cindy laughs at me because I do this all the time, I'll get in a big hurry. I was like, okay, I got to go. I'll go kiss her bye, and I got to go. And I run out to the truck and get in the truck and realize I don't have my keys. Run back in the house, and she'll be just sitting on the chair looking at me, you know, waiting. I forgot my keys. So I'll grab my keys, and I'll run back out to the truck, get in the truck, drive about halfway down our road, you know, before leaving out of our neighborhood, and realize I forgot my wallet. Anybody else? I got to go back, and I'm getting frustrated now, and then I'll grab my wallet, run back to the truck, and then I'll take off again only to find out I forgot my phone. Now, all of those things are important to me. I need all of those things to go wherever I'm going to go. But more important than any of those things is the presence of the Holy Spirit. More important than any of those things. So again, the Holy Spirit is so precious and so valuable to us. And what a blessing, what a gift the Lord gave us when he said, look, I'm not going to leave you on your own here. I got to go back to the Father, but I'm not going to leave you on your own. I'm going to send the Comforter to you, or the Counselor, or the Consoler. That word can be translated a lot of different ways. The Helper. He said, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to you because I don't want you to do this stuff by yourself. And then he said, now I want you to go in the upper room. I want you to spend some time in prayer and in unity together. And I'm going to release the power of the Holy Spirit upon you so you can go and do the things that I have created you to do. and commissioned you to do. We said several things that the Holy Spirit does, and that's really what we're looking at. The things that the Holy Spirit does for us. And number one, we said he convicts of sin. Thank God he convicts of sin. Listen, the fact that the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin can keep us out of prison. When that guy cuts in front of you or, you know, tells you how many less children your mother should have had with hand signals. You know, when, you know, somebody just treats you in a way that you just don't feel like you deserve, you need the Holy Spirit to convict you of sin to keep you from doing something absolutely stupid. And I thank God the way that works is he doesn't just convict us of sin after, but he warns us of sin before. And y'all know it. That little warning light's going off. That little buzzer's going off in your spirit. The Lord is saying, hey, don't say that. Don't say that. I'm curious, how many of you, husbands and wives especially, have you ever been maybe having a little bit of a disagreement of some kind? And while you're talking, I can only relate to this as a man. I don't know how it works with women. But as you're talking, something's about to come out of your mouth, and the Holy Spirit says, don't say that. And how many of you know sometimes we are stupid enough to just let it out? And the problem is, once you let it out, you can't take it back. I mean, you can say I'm sorry all you want, but the cat's out the bag, right? And it ain't pretty. So the point is, the Holy Spirit, he warns you beforehand. But then when you go through it, thank God for the convicting power of the Holy Spirit that says, you know, not only should you not have done that, but, you know, you are not representing God in any way, shape, or form here, and you are hurting people, and you know, I thought you had a relationship with the Father. I don't know if he deals with y'all like that, but he deals with me like that. I thought you knew God. I thought you really loved God. Well, that gives an opportunity for my heart to take a hold of the fact that I was very selfish in that particular moment, no matter what that moment was, and gives me an opportunity to repent and repent quickly. All right, so the Holy Spirit convicts of sin. Thank God. Then we said the Holy Spirit regenerates us by his power. Man, again, I never want to try to function without the power of the Holy Spirit in my life. He regenerates me. He constantly empowers me. It's kind of like, you know, this microphone has what we call rechargeable batteries in it. And if you just let it go and go and go, it's going to work for a little bit. But the next thing you know, this mic's going to start skipping and popping and doing all kinds of stuff. Why? Because these batteries need a recharge. And in the same way, you and I need to be recharged. In fact, the scripture tells us to be recharged daily. It says it like this, be filled daily. So then we said the Holy Spirit lives in us. So he's not just someone that we, you know, hey, Holy Spirit, I need you to come along with me this time. No, he lives in us. Everywhere we go, he wants to be with us. And he lives in us. And unless we somehow are trying to expel him out of us and don't welcome him to go with us, he lives in us, which ought to keep us always thinking, I don't want to bring the Holy Spirit into some place that he don't want to go. And I don't want to get involved in some kind of action that the Holy Spirit doesn't want to be involved with. So again, he lives in us. It's just sobering thoughts, but thank God he lives in us. He's made his home in us because we don't have to ever go looking for him. He's right there. All right. Now, today, let me just tell you this. Number four is that the Holy Spirit seals us, marking us as his own. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 through 14. In him, you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory. So tell somebody, there's more than you've experienced so far. See, there's more, it says, until we acquire possession of it, right? But the Holy Spirit is the guarantee of that inheritance. You know, the world should see us and know that we are his. Now, the picture of the seal here is not like, you know, the Bible says that they sealed Jesus' tomb, right? It's not like that. The picture of the seal is, it's kind of like a signet ring where the king's seal is on it. And they would use it to put a little piece of wax on whether they were sending some kind of a note or a letter or whatever, they would put that piece of wax down, and the king's ring would seal that wax, or it would imprint into that wax, and that wax was the seal. So what this really means is that God has put his mark on you. I want you to turn to somebody and declare over them. I want you to do this now. Declare over them, you have been marked for the gospel. Tell them you carry the king's seal. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 says, little children, you are from God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. I remember hearing a story years ago about, I believe it was David Livingstone, and as he was going through his travels in Africa, you know, it was a very dangerous, primitive place at the time. And he was going through, and some of you, I know you've heard this, but as he's going through his travels, he runs into a particular chief. And David Livingstone it was a goat, you know, and of course they'd use the goat for milk and stuff like that. And as he's going through this travel, this chief, as he meets him in his village, decides that he wants David Livingstone's goat. And so he says, I will give you this. And he gives him a staff. You know, his stick. And David Livingstone's thinking that, you know, this is not a great trade. You know, we need this goat. We need it. You know, it provides milk. But of course, this tribal leader who was, you know, a pretty well-known tribal leader says, no, I want the goat. And he gives him this staff. Well, David Livingstone didn't know what he had there. He went on ahead and traded, but he did not know what he had there. What he found out is that from that point on, everywhere he went, as he walked with that staff, because the staff had the king's seal on it, everywhere he went, not only did he, and look, people gave him goats, they gave him stuff, they gave, why? Because he had the king's seal. Everywhere he went with that seal, he carried that king's authority.
Hello, this is Pastor Dwayne. I would like to take a few moments to say thank you to those who have written in or called in or just let us know that you've been blessed by this program. Your prayers and encouragement compel us to keep pressing forward. We're also very thankful for those who have sent financial support, both businesses and private individuals. You know who you are. It's truly a joy providing this program for you. We've been amazed at the wide variety of folks who say that they have been impacted by the message brought to you here. From those who are incarcerated to police officers, from business owners to homemakers, from farmers to legislators. We know that we have a mandate from the Lord to preach the no compromise, straightforward gospel truth, and that is what we've strived to do. If you've been blessed by this radio program in some way, please continue to pray for us, and we would also love to hear from you. You could call or write or even friend us on Facebook. We love to post inspirational thoughts daily. Send your Facebook request to Pastor Dwayne Daigle. And as the Lord lays it on your heart, by all means, your financial gift of any size would be a great blessing. Thank you so much for helping us to take ground for the kingdom of God.
Pastors Dwayne and Cindy would like to thank you for joining us today. We trust that your life has been enriched by the Word of God. We want to encourage you to get plugged into a life-giving church in your area. If you'd like to contact us, you may do so at area code 337-582-2090. If you'd like to write to us or send financial support for this program, you may send it to 350 Highway 165, Iway, Louisiana, 70647. You may also email us at cotp@centurytel.net. Church of the Promise is located approximately 10 miles east of Lake Charles and 1/2 mile south of I-10 at exit 44. Our service times are 10:30 Sunday morning and 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. Until next time, remember, you are loved and your life is worth living.